September 29, Feast of the Archangels, San Michael, San Gabriel, San Raphael. The first reading, Revelations 12, 7-12. War broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels battled against the dragon. The dragon and its angels fought back, but they did not prevail, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. The huge dragon, the ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world, was thrown down to earth, and its angels were thrown down with it. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, "Now have salvation and power come, and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of his anointed. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who accuses them before our God day and night. They conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. Therefore, rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them." The word of the Lord. The gospel is John 1, 47-51. Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said to him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, we are in battle against Satan. We have it very clearly in the first reading today. War broke out in heaven, and Michael and the angels with him cast out the rebellious angels, and they came down upon the earth because they are angry and want revenge. So they go against the woman, the Blessed Virgin Mary, and they want to eat up her son, Jesus, but they can't. So in anger, they go after her other children, that's us, who are faithful to her. And this is the battle we are in. Now, notice that Satan is called the deceiver. He is a liar from the beginning. He was lying. And so, one of the ways to lie is to remove the content of the truth and make it trivial. Make it something that you can comfortably fit into the way you look at things and the way you live, so it doesn't require any transformation, any change. And isn't that what we do with the angels? We tend to perceive them as cute creatures. You know, the little cherub is a baby with wings, really nice and plump, and he's really not too fearful, and certainly there's nothing much he can do for me, can he? Well, you see, that's the lie. Now, sometimes we also think, you know, the babies, the children, they need angels. You know, they need the guardian angel because they are little kids and they are so dependent, but we are tough. We are adults. Wrong. We need the angels. We need a guardian angel. In fact, Green Berets need a guardian angel. Everybody does. Not to think we need is foolishness. And so we're in this battle, and we're told how is this furious, huge dragon, this ancient serpent, how is this monster conquered? Listen well. They conquered him by the blood of the Lamb, that's Jesus Christ, by his blood, and by the word of their testimony, by speaking, proclaiming the truth with your life. Testimony, to be a witness, means to be a martyr. Whether you are a martyr by blood or you are a martyr by the ordinary life that you live, laying it down every day in love, in service to the Lord and to those God puts in your territory of souls. So what else do we hear here? Was conquered by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. In other words, they were not clinging to their comfort, to their life. They were laying down their lives every day, and the fear of death did not deter them. And so they laid down their lives, and they were martyrs one way or the other. And this is how the monster was conquered, by the blood of the Lamb and those who laid down their lives with him. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them. And we hope to be in that number. And to be in that number, we have to join the blood of the Lamb, be witnesses, and not be afraid of the battle, and take it seriously. If you look in Revelations, all through the scripture, you will see that angels are not cuties. They are mighty warriors. Think about when Joshua found this angel when he entered the promised land. The angel was so glorious and powerful that Joshua wanted to worship him, until the angel told him, no, don't worship me. I'm also a servant of God. So all the angels that we know from the Bible are strong men. Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and they all have a great mission to perform, and they still do. And I pray that we believe it and that we are attentive to them. Now we go to the Gospel of John. Nathanael is later on called St. Bartholomew. He becomes an apostle. He is a man who was prayerful, and so he was under the fig tree. But that is also a symbolism in the Jewish culture, whereby being under the fig tree means being in the peace of the Messianic age. Nathanael was a man who was hoping for the coming of the Messiah. And now he's meeting him face to face. And he understands the connection when Jesus says, I saw you under the fig tree. It's like to say, we have entered the Messianic age, and now you're in front of the Messiah. And so he responds, you are the King of Israel. You are the Son of God. This is an amazing awakening in Nathanael, an awareness that he receives. And then Jesus tells him that he will see the skies, the heavens open, and angels of God ascending and descending. And this you is in plural. You will see this. Now, this brings us back to Jacob, who had the dream of this ladder that was resting on the earth and went all the way to heaven. And angels went up and down. And now Jesus is saying, angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. He is God with us. And all the angels are around him, up and down from heaven, because he is the Lord of angels as well. And so what have we come to? We have come to this amazing encounter with the living God that is life-changing. And so we open our hearts to this grace, to this grace of God. May we be like Nathaniel and be willing to end up as martyrs, one way or another, by laying down our lives. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.